Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 16, verse 1. Acts 16, verse 1. Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. And they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed that there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia, from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us. As we were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her," and it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. When we left off our reading yesterday, Barnabas and Paul had been discussing returning and visiting the brothers in the cities where they had proclaimed the word of the Lord. And there was a little bit of a dissension between the two because Barnabas wanted to take with them John Mark, but Paul didn't want to since he had withdrawn from them on their previous journey. And so they separated from each other, Barnabas taking Mark with him, sailing away to Cyprus, and Paul taking Silas. They went through Syria and Cilicia. So where we pick up today, they've gone to Derbe and Lystra, and they have discovered Timothy. Paul and Timothy develop a very special bond with each other. We have two letters that Paul wrote to Timothy. Timothy becomes an evangelist, and it's very obvious that he is mentored by Paul. Timothy, however, was somewhat unique in that his father was a Greek and his mother was Jewish. And because his father was a Greek, apparently he was not circumcised as a child. Even though he has a good reputation, circumcision was necessary in order to enter the synagogues and such, and so Paul goes and they circumcise Timothy. I want us to realize that Timothy did this willingly. There's no indication that Paul did this against his will, and he did it for the purpose of not having any barriers to preaching the gospel to the Jews. So Paul, Silas, and Timothy then go throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia. And it states that the Spirit forbid them to speak the word in Asia, which was apparently what they were intending. Again, they attempt to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit does not allow them again. And so then Paul has this vision of a man of Macedonia standing there urging him to come and help them. And so Paul then immediately seeks to go into Macedonia because he realizes that this vision was from the Lord. I want you to realize that there's a slight change in language when we get to verse 11. For example, in verse 6 it says, they went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, but in verse 11 it says, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace. So Luke, being the author of the book of Acts, this indicates that Luke has joined them. So now it's Paul, Silas, Timothy, and Luke. And when they come to Philippi, they go to what they consider to be a place of prayer, and they meet the woman Lydia. Lydia is not a native of this area. She's selling purple goods. She is a worshiper of God. She listens to the things that these men have to say, and she ends up being obedient to the gospel, her and her household, and she prevails upon them to come to her home that they might stay with her. She wants to provide hospitality for them. Verse 16, it still says we, so Luke is still part of them. They're going to the place of prayer. They're met by this slave girl that has a spirit of divination. She does fortune-telling, bringing money to her owners. And she keeps crying out a truthful statement. She keeps making a declaration. These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation. It's a true statement, but it's coming from a questionable source, from this spirit. And apparently it's being disruptive in the activities of these men. And so Paul becomes annoyed, and he casts out this demon in the name of Jesus Christ, and it does come out. And the owners are very upset. Their source of gain is gone. And so they grab these guys. They go and stir up people in the marketplace. They take them to the rulers, and they tell them they're disturbing our city, and they're advocating customs that are not lawful, which they didn't do. So the rulers just accept this, strip their garments, start beating them. There's no trial. There's no questioning. There's no checking into, well, what did you do? What did you say? What did other people see? There's none of that. He simply accepted the word of these men that were owners of this slave girl, and they see the crowd that is stirred up, and they just went right along with it. Now, we're not reading that next section today, but in tomorrow's reading, we're going to build on that thought, this idea that they just stripped them and started beating them. So keep that in mind, and we'll finish this story in tomorrow's reading. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.